Blessed Father, we thank you. Glorious God, we worship you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful opportunity once again to share your word with your children. What a privilege. Thank you, Father. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we want to celebrate you because many have desired to peep into the mysteries of your kingdom. But you have hidden it from the wise and you've revealed it to your children, the mysteries of your kingdom. Thank you for giving to us to know these mysteries. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. As we break bread tonight, let our eyes be opened. Take away the scales from our eyes. Cause that our eyes will see you clearly. Take away every obscurity from our eyes, that our eyes will see Jesus as he is. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As we study the book of Daniel, I want you to always remember that what I'm pushing for is not necessarily to know Daniel more. It is to know Jesus more. If you look through scriptures very well, with the eyes or the lens of the Spirit, you will see Jesus, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So why we study these books or study these things is for us to glimpse wisdom from his life and how he was able to walk with God and the things we can learn. In the end, what I want you to see is not Daniel. In the end, what I want you to see is Christ. Because Paul was talking about traveling again until Christ is formed in a people. And so that should be at the back of our mind as we proceed. We are still on Daniel chapter 1. I will run through it quickly. Please also enjoy the reading of God's word. This time I'm going to read responsibly. I read verse 1, you read verse 2. I read verse 3, you read verse 4. We're going to do it that way. Because many of us, I know, I can imagine that perhaps we don't even have time to study scriptures, which is not good. But as we keep moving, I'm trusting God will develop in us the joy and the excitement to read through scriptures. It pays to study the word. Hallelujah. So I'm reading from the NIV. Okay, maybe I just do King James because we want to read responsibly. Maybe I just do King James. Let me see whether I can get to that. If not, I would have preferred my NIV. But let me check if I can get King James. Okay, it looks like I can't get King James. So I'll read the NIV version. When I read verse 1, read verse 2. Then after that, I'll come back to where I stopped, which is in verse 6. I read verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. Verse 2, please. Verse 3. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. Verse 4, everyone. Verse 5, the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. Verse 6, everyone. Verse 7, the chief official gave them new names to Daniel, the name Belshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. Verse 8. Verse 9. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. Verse 10, everyone. Verse Verse 11, Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Verse 12, everyone. Verse 13, then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. Verse 14, everyone. Verse 15, at the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. Verse 16. Verse 16, to these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. Verse 18, everyone. Verse 19, the king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's royal service. Verse 20, everyone. Can we read now together verse 21, the last? And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. The Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Okay, I don't know if I should do a recap, but we've said a lot of things from verse 1. I told us in verse 1 and verse 2 that the outcome of battles are determined by the Lord. And because we saw in verse 1 that the Bible says God gave the Israelites over to King Jehoiakim. Right? God gave, he says, in the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, okay, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. Verse 2, that's what I was looking for. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. So the first point I noted was that the outcome of every battle is the Lord's. I said, in the realm of the physical, you will see that this king won this king and took them slaves, right? As slaves. But in heaven, what is shown there is that God himself gave. I told you that at times there are certain things you face in life that looks like God has rejected you. But I said, no, God is always up to something. When it looks like things are not working in your ways or working according to plan, relax. God is up to what? Something. Tell your neighbor, God is up to something. I told you that at times you may even go to an office and receive a sack letter. That does not mean that God hates you. At times, that marriage proposal didn't work out. That doesn't mean that God hates you. There are certain doors, by his infinite mercy, he will have to close so that you can come into your destiny. And I said, if everything you plan for your life works out the way you plan it, then you are not blessed. Blessed men know that God usually interrupts their plans so that his own will is superimposed. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. That's the first thing I want you to note. And I also said in verse 2 as well that God always has a grand plan. When these guys were taken as slaves to Babylon, even the articles of the temples were taken. If you read further down, you will notice that that article became the undoing of a particular king. And God was trying to smuggle Daniel into a strange land to preserve lives. I am reminded usually of Joseph when I get to this point. If Joseph were living in this time, he would say, God is so wicked. Oh, someone told me today I'm angry at God. Why did he allow this to happen? And I allowed that to happen. I smile. I say, relax. Even though she has forgiven God, thank God. But the point, many of us are like that. If I ask you, many of you have some anger against God. Why would you allow them to take me as a slave? I have a particular young lady who told me, I'm angry with God. And they usually quote the good things they've done. And I've told you my own case. I couldn't be angry, but I felt, in quotes, a bit disappointed. But somehow,
That was what my mind was feeling. And I gave us an example. You finished from the university. Like we prayed for many of the final year students on, what's it called, on Sunday. Many of them have very high hopes. And they're already planning, once I leave here, I'm hoping that we serve in Shell. Who wants to serve in Shell here? Final year brethren. See, I like her. Let me tell you my own plan. When I was in school, I was hoping that I would do so well. When I leave school, I will serve in CBN. I was hoping to serve in CBN. Guess where they posted me? To a shop in Benin. I won't forget that experience. And they called the name. I forgot what they called. One something, something systems. I was excited. I said, wow. I just got there looking for the big company. I just saw a shop. I saw a guy. I was asking the man, why did you request for coppers? The point I'm making is that even in that stance, God knows what he's doing. Listen, I want you to know that God cannot mismanage your life. I want this thing I'm telling you to settle inside of you. So that no matter what you are going through, always know. Daniel could have been complaining, what is all this? Why would this happen to me? Why me? Why me? Question is always, why not you? Joseph was going through a rough patch. The brothers ganged up against him. You know, many of you will not understand what that means until your very closest friend betrays you. How much more if your family members betray you? In fact, that one is the deepest of cuts. When people closest to you betray you, that was what Joseph had to deal with. And yet, God was in the plan all along. If you are a child of God, I want it to sink into your mind or into your heart that all things, for we know that all things do what? They work together. Listen, I have also been in situations when I was asking, how can this thing work together? How? Does it make sense? For you to get the true picture, cast your mind back 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Remember where you were. Think about the things you are worried about. And cast your mind back today. Bring your mind back today. You will see that God was in the plan all along. I'm telling you. That house you thought that you would have gotten. Very wonderful location. Somehow. Think back. The landlord said no. Think back, you will see that God was orchestrating something. And I always like to use relationship as my explanation when I come to this point. There are many people you would imagine. This is the perfect man I should marry. One of our sisters was sharing with us. And she said, sir, there is this man I was supposed to marry. Everything done set. She didn't marry the man. Somehow, it didn't work out. I think something happened in the current man is trying to marry now. On a particular day, either the day of their wedding or something, that guy that she would have married had a heart attack that same day. So, this is a young lady who has waited for marriage for this long. And look at her, very close to becoming a widow. Which would you prefer? I don't know. There are many things that you have gone through that if you really, really see the bigger picture, you'll be giving thanks than crying. Glory be to God. So let's move from that. Verse 3 to 4, we saw that the king was only interested in those from royal families and nobles. And I tried to explain to us that as Christians, this clearly explains that we are redeemed to be priests and what kings to serve God. However, I also explained to us that if you successfully begin to function in this dimension of royalty and priesthood, you will become attractive to devils. Because they were in a strange land, it was not only nobles they carried there, they carried everybody. But when they got to the strange land, the people that stood out for them became what? Nobles. Those guys who were from the royal family, those guys who were supposed to be royalties, became the targets. So at times, many things happen in your life and you're wondering, why me? It is because you are from the royal family. You have been redeemed as a king and a priest. So when you are redeemed as a king and a priest, you become very attractive. Satan don't attack empty shells. You need to know that. Every time it looks like your life is under attack, always remember, it could just mean that I have something valuable within. The Bible says, for we have these treasures in what? In earthen vessels, so that the excellency will be of what? God. The glory will be of God. So every time you go through stuffs in your life, always remind yourself, I am valuable. Tell your neighbor, I am valuable. Touch your chest, say, I am valuable. I am a king and a priest. Hallelujah. So let me quickly rush to verse 5. In verse 5, shows that the king of Babylon also wanted to control their food. I explained it last week. I remember the last time I talked. I said he wanted to control their food. And I tried to explain to us that that is one major thing the enemy will always do. He will always attack you in the place of your appetites. I remember talking about food, sleep, sex, and the rest of them. And I always bless God that God gave us the grace and the wisdom to resist those temptations. Listen, if you are in this service and you are being tempted heavily in the place of sex, I came to let you know that you are not alone. It shows that you are normal. It shows that you are alive. It shows that God is interested in you, and also know that Satan is interested in you. Because the moment those guys were spotted and identified, imagine all the children that were trapped in Babylon. The only people Nebuchadnezzar said, give royal food, were what? Those guys. That should tell you something. So, and I talk to young men, when all the ladies are chasing you, don't be feeling that they rush me. Stop feeling that way. Say, now you did what? Now then they rush me. It could just be that your destiny is being what? Prized. Satan don't waste royal food on non-entities, guys. When they are giving you royal food, Baba, you need to think, sit down and think. You must watch your appetites. So the king said, give them royal food. Give them garnish. You can imagine what comes out of the king's kitchen. Garnish them, flex them. Standard flexing. You say, enjoyment. For some of you, say, God, imagine, I am showing you the trajectory. Joseph, are you saying that in Potiphar's house, Joseph was the only slave there? Can you imagine how that slave boy was for the Oga's wife to be eyeing him? If it were in today's generation, some of these people who are on school, they would say, pastor is favor. Favor, pastor, favor. Madam, they look me, they like me. Favor. Are you getting what I'm saying? They are setting you up. I know I'm changing levels by the level of the temptation that comes my way. In fact, if you are smart, the level of or the kind of temptation that comes your way should give you an idea of what your destiny looks like. If they start pricing you, start tempting you with 1 million, just know that your destiny has millions. There is a way the destiny will be so sharp, they will start tempting you with dollars. Are you getting what I'm saying? It means that the stakes is higher on your head. But you are not seeing the realm of the spirit. What you are seeing is that they rush me. Now then they follow me. When madam begins to tempt you in Potiphar's house, you should know that what is at stake is the throne. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is someone listening to me? If madam in Egypt begins to tempt you, if your name is Jesus, they will tempt you with the whole world. You know why? Because the whole world is still your own. Are you getting what I'm saying? If your name is Jesus, the temptation you will have will not be cheered. They will give you the whole world. Why? Because the destiny on your life is worth more than the whole world. I will give you, and also reminded us that Satan will not tempt you with what God doesn't want to give you. Usually, Satan tempts you with a lesser quality of the major thing God wants to give you. I'm telling you. So we must be very careful and weary when things like this begin to happen. So let's jump to verse 6 and 7. I said here, as a strategy for colonization, yes, please help me put verse 6 and 7 as I'm talking. Yes, be putting it. As a strategy for colonization, Babylon gave them new names. Names have implications. I said it last time, I remember. In the realm of the spirit, whoever names you owns you. Adam gave names to all worlds, the living creatures, hence he was able to govern them. For Abraham to come into the fullness of God's promises for his life, his name was changed. Names speak about your identity and destiny. They speak about your identity and destiny. The moment they got into Babylon and they offered them royal food, the next thing they decided to do was to change their names. Why? It has implications. There's a colleague of mine who usually uses a particular language to refer to other people and himself. Well, I record it, I don't want to say it. But what that thing suggests is someone that is mad. And he will call you that thing and he will laugh. I tell you, okay, don't call me. Don't use that word on you. Don't ever call me that thing. How can you be smiling and they're calling you a mad person? You say, mad. And you're laughing. Please don't allow anyone change your name. Something God has not given. Don't allow anybody call you. Don't accept it. Even if they are joking. Tell them no, don't joke with such things. Currently, the Lord is dealing with me on the area of words, learning how to speak right. Words are so powerful. Listen, words are seeds. Words are seeds. They are planted on the earth, what you call the atmosphere. Some people refer to it as cosmos, the cosmos. When words are spoken, even if it doesn't happen now, become weary because they are what? They are seeds. When you sow a seed, it doesn't grow the next day. True? It takes time. That's why I teach my children to put the word in their mouths. Keep saying it because the more you say it, the more we expect the kind of fruits that we want. But when you put wrong things in your mouth, you will see wrong things. The same way names happen. So when they call you names, they say it's a joke. Don't allow such jokes. Somebody laughs. You know, all those your friends that laugh. Idiots. I say, they play. It's not a joke. Don't allow that kind of joke around you. Say, mumu. Don't allow it. Glory be to God. Okay, let's quickly move. Verse 8. Because I want to finish this chapter 1 today. We must finish it today. And if possible, I will get contributions. I'm trusting God will finish on time. Verse 8. Very interesting. This is one of the highlights of this chapter. But Daniel resolved. Somebody say resolved. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he now asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Ladies and gentlemen, before you get to different points of life, the question I want to ask you is, what are your resolutions? What are your consecrations? There are certain levels in God you cannot get to if you don't have certain resolutions that guide your life. If you are someone who allows just anything into your life, then I can assure you that you will not amount to much in God's hands. It's not every kind of woman we can marry, sir. It's not every kind of man that we can marry. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand what is happening around here, but it's not everything you can wear. Or you can put on. Why? Daniel resolved not to defile himself. There are things as Christians we must resolve. Others may do this, but it's come to work for us. Listen, in our generation, it's very unfortunate. There are many things we do in this generation that makes it look as if it's not a sin or it's not a problem. But we must have certain resolutions. I'm calling the church back to its knees, back to its base. There are certain things that makes us Christians that we can't touch. Listen, others may, but we cannot touch it. There are things I have to teach my children. Tell them, others may do this, but for you, you can't. It's not whether is it a sin. There are many countries, you know, we don't discuss it here, but there are many countries in Nigeria, I mean, of the world, where homosexuality is no longer a problem. So the church has been coward, has been coerced into accepting that if you say it's a problem, you can be arrested. I'm telling you. There are things that before now was an abomination for the church. But unfortunately, because, listen, there is a way something will happen and happen and happen. It will become a culture. Are you aware? We will now need to explain that. No, things were not done like this before. What are the things in your life that you have resolved? Others may, but I will not. We're in Lasso, so I can talk about it. I don't know if you still know that it is wrong for you to do exam malpractice. I don't know if you are aware of this. Because the way I see Christians, it looks like, I've even heard some people talk about it as if it's a normal thing. Me, I will ask, oh, I will ask, I will cheat. You don't do that. These are the things we ate in school as students. We don't cheat in exam halls. When a Christian is writing an exam, the lecturer should not be afraid of putting you in front and relaxing. Those are the things we were taught. It's unfortunate that those things are living, but I must tell you the standard. Christians don't cheat in the exam. When you go to write an exam, we expect that you will write your exams and come out honorably. That is how Christians were. At least back in the day, that at least those who know what I'm saying. But today, so I'm telling you that in those days, as students, one of those days, one fellowship president, or whatever, was caught in the exam hall and he was told to stand up. I went to see one of our sisters because the guy belongs to her faculty and they were discussing this. And the lady was saying, and she was trying to share it like, can you imagine what happened today? And I told her, you're not getting it. This is what David said. Tell it not in Ashkelon. Say it not in Gath. We should be weeping that someone was caught in exam malpractice. Christians carry chukuli. What do they call it? I don't know what they call it in Lasso. What's that? What's it called in Lasso? Tell me. Give me. What's it called in Lasso? What is chukuli? It's not your smile. You know what is chukuli? They carry bullets. My wife told me of someone that I don't know if he wrote it. And I was saying the time you took to write that thing. Sir, if I catch that person and ask, you'll be surprised. It's possible he attends our church. You're not getting what I'm saying. The problem is that it will not get to a point where Jesus will now say, okay, my father, please. You know, this is our, they are now Gen Z's. My father, this is Gen Z generation. Please. Allow them, let them carry chukuli to the exam hall. Let them just cheat, my father. You know, these people are now in the AI age, my father. The way we do Christianity at times, it looks like that is what we're expecting. That one day, Jesus will say, my father, please, have mercy. Look away, my father, as they cheat, as they bring in their bullets to the exam hall. Look away. No. There will never be a modern Christianity. Some people will still have to say it. I've been a Christian until I got into the university. And I remember the day Professor Achebe came to teach us in my school fellowship and raised this matter. Listen, first of all, let me help you understand. Every Christian is supposed to be a disciple. Who is a disciple? A disciple is a permanent, eternal learner and follower of Christ. There are many things you are doing in the days of ignorance. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? But I'm saying when you now know, you will desist. So that day, Professor Achebe came into the class, into it was fellowship, and began to talk like who I was talking. Oh, Jesus. As he was teaching, I was crying. You know why? I knew that this was the last. I wasn't carrying chukuli, but we used to have, what's it called? You know, GPS coverage. You know GPS? You don't know GPS? So you don't know GPS? Okay. Since you don't know, it's only me that know GPS. Okay. I used to do GPS. I used to be in the hotspot those days. You know, hotspot will sit in the middle. Formation. You know the formation? 2-2-5. Okay, it's only me that used to do it. Okay, it's okay. In secondary school, we used to have those formations. So I got into the university. See, you may not even know how intelligent you are. I'm telling you. After the man preached, I cried. I told God, have mercy. It won't happen again. So from year one to final year, I wrote. So what I have in my results is actually my results. I've been in an exam hall in one of those occasions. And ATA, I don't know if you know what ATA means. Who knows what ATA means here? Am I saying strange things? You know when there is no network coverage? I tried. Nothing was, and I didn't remember. And I told myself, I would rather fail honorably. And I did the much I could and submitted. I didn't fail. I got an E. But when I look at my results today, I'm happy and say, this thing I'm seeing is my results. And guess what? It didn't take long. Because I knew that I wouldn't cheat. I wouldn't do all those kind of things in exam hall. So there is a way I read and prepared. You know, many of you, the reason why you don't read is because you believe that there will be network, there will be GPS. So after, if I don't catch this one, Femi will help me. No, when you read, knowing that you depend on only God, there is a way you will read, I'm telling you. Your brain will open up. I was in year one when I earned the title prof, year one. My GPA was 4.88, year one. Why? If I let me tell you the truth, you will hardly see anybody who does those things get a first class. I'm telling you. It limits your mind. I'm telling you. The way of God is the best. The way of God is the best. I read for my exams because I knew everybody was doing it, but I resolved. Once I heard it preached, I knew this will not happen again. I cried because I was asking, how will I cope in this school? I said, let me even trust Jesus. Listen, trust Jesus with your life. He won't mismanage it. I said, let me even trust Jesus. Let me even resolve not to. Let me even see how Jesus will mismanage. Let me tell you, at times, test God. If you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Even trust him. Let him even fail you. All the ladies around you are doing them. They're having them. Big God. You know, there are small girls and big with big gods. You don't get what I'm saying. There is nothing I'm not heard from this generation I'm seeing now. There is nothing I'm not heard. Even pastor's children have big gods. I didn't believe it. One of them told me how on Friday, sir, we don't need to do anything. No. It's on Friday night. We'll go to one club. When we'll go and pick money. I said, how do you mean? He said, yes, now when we go there, they would spray money, we'll pick money. You will go and pick money. You don't want to eat. You are testing what you are testing the meat with your nose. I mean, with your teeth. In this generation, we must talk like Daniel. I have resolved not to defile myself. As a student, everybody felt, why would you be in final year and you don't have a girlfriend? And I said, what will I be doing with a girlfriend in final year? At least I know myself. I knew that I'm not ready to marry yet. So what will I be doing with a girlfriend in final year? What exactly am I doing with a girlfriend at that time? But everybody is doing it. Are you everybody? Listen, when they say you are a Christian, there should be a mark to show. Let's stop preaching this thing as if the cross has changed. There is a cross to carry. Many of us, if you are living today, you would have told Daniel, be reasonable now. Daniel, let's act with wisdom. We are already in Babylon. Let's apply what? Wisdom. Let's apply wisdom. When the church wants to start stealing, they will say, let's apply wisdom. When a man of God wants to enter a lungu that nobody will see, he'll say, let's apply wisdom. How man go do now? In these days where many people are japaing, some people are here, your spouse is there, your wife is here, your husband is, do you get that? I have noticed that immorality amongst married people have increased. If there is a meter to check it, my brother or the thing don't high, it'd be like fair price. But we need to keep saying this thing. Some of us will still remind us. There must be something in every generation that a Christian will say like Daniel. I refuse to defile myself. I've told God there is a sin I will not need to come. Listen, there are some sins you should not confess. Do you know, sir, that Daniel could have eaten this meal and still go and confess? Talk to me. Talk to me. Is it not possible? Meshach, Abednego, my brothers, they will just be discussing it. Mok will apply wisdom for this thing. See, God is a merciful God. Let's just eat first. After all, God saw that we are slaves. Let's eat. Then we'll still. He's a merciful. He will pardon us. But Daniel said, not for him. Daniel said, not me. Joseph said, I will not do this wicked thing and do what? Sin against who? It was not about my master. No. It's not about my wife. What will my wife say? What will my husband say? No, 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 no. Men who are married in our generation have their wives in the UK and in Canada and are doing all sorts in Nigeria. I'm telling you. It's a sad thing I noticed. Oh, very sad. These guys are Christians. I'm not saying pagans, they are Christians. We must say like Daniel, I will not do what? I will not eat. I will not defile myself. He resolved in his heart. My question to you this night is, what have you resolved in your heart not to do? What have you resolved? What have you resolved in your heart not to do? There are boundaries for Christians. We have boundaries. In case we forgot, let me remind us, we have boundaries. We know they chop everything. No, we don't eat everything. Not everything that comes. It's not everything that is trending that we jump on. Many of us on social media these days, because you have data, 200 naira data, and a small phone, you can insult men of God and insult people. People that are your father's age mates. Type nonsense president nonsense. Listen, let me make it clear. In Nuance app, we don't insult our presidents, guys. We don't do it. Christians don't insult elders. We don't do it. It's a trend. Nobody is afraid of anybody. Sorry, how old is Tinubu again? How old is he? Tell me what you think is his age. That one you know. Tell me. 70 something. 50, 80 something. That means I am sure he is older than many of our fathers. Listen, the way we were taught, I am teaching you Christian values, guys. We don't insult elders. We don't. Pastor Adeboye did not protest. Then people are talking about it. You add your own mouth. I'm a member of ED, but that's the way you do. He fuck up. Let me warn you, please. I'm your pastor, so I can warn you. I can warn you if you will listen. Because I'm a pastor, and because I know what it, I have a faint idea of what it means to be a pastor. And I know what it means to carry the burdens of a people in your chest. You don't want to know what happens every time I hear another member, something happened to that. You don't want to know what happened. It's only my wife that can explain what happens to me every time I hear that news. So it means, for at my own small level, I know what keeps me awake every night. I don't know if they've told you, but I'm just telling you clearly. I know what keeps me awake. It's a burden for the people I'm leading. And I lead both in church and in the secular. I was at the office today again, and I heard another very terrible news of one of my colleagues. And the moment I heard it, my mood changed. My heart sank again. I said, Lord, what is happening? I went to my office, I was praying, I said, Lord, have mercy. What's happening? Let me tell you what happens. Because of that heart, usually angels, some level of angels are attached to you. When you open your mouth to insult such people, you can be permanently slapped. There are angels that are very, some angels don't understand English. There is a way they will slap you. Do you know someone said, are you not afraid to talk to the Lord's anointed? David said it, Abby. Just he caught it. He said, Saul was in his backsliding state when David took his skirt. I am trying to explain to you things that we must resolve not to defile ourselves with. You can't insult elders, guys. You can't insult your leaders, guys. We can't join this mad generation insulting senior people. We can't do it. We don't do it. Ranting on Twitter, nonsensical. We don't even know what they are doing. Please, let me help you know. I don't think I've spoken to this point before, but let me help you know what to do. When you see something that is not right, pray for your leaders. If you don't know what to do, pray for them. If you are so moved, write. You can actually write. Make your thoughts known. Send a dispatch letter. Get an email. Send an email. Try to suggest. But let me warn you. The reason why you can have mouth to talk is because you have not led anything. You've not led anybody. They've not given you a department in church and say, you lead the HOD, become the HOD and lead this department. Or 5 people, 6 people. You will know that leadership is not what you are thinking. I'm telling you, many of you usually believe that I can do it better. This is my HOD. I'm saying you don't even talk again. I'm saying things you will resolve not to do. You don't even gang up against your HOD. You don't do it. If you grow up to a point and lead people, on Father's Day, I was teaching some things. Listen, many of you are blaming your dad. My dad could have done it this way. I know if you're, what were, some of you will say, what was he doing when his mates were hustling? Relax. You will soon know what he was doing. It's only with time, Abi. It's with time you will know what his mates were doing when you get to become a father. And remember, your father has 7 children. I hope you know. You just have only 1 or 2. You're already running mad. These children won't run me mad. No, calm down until you have 7. Are you getting what I'm saying? We are a people of honor. We don't insult elders. We don't insult leaders. No matter what they do, even if they make mistakes, it's not in your place to judge them. That's what I'm saying. What we should do is to do what? Pray for them. Glory be to God. Your victory over the systems of this world starts with your ability to bridle your appetites. Your ability not to jump on the bandwagon. Everybody's doing it. Please, like Daniel, we must resolve not to participate. Okay, we jump to verse 9 and 10. Look at what happened when he resolved. Look at what happened. Look at verse 9 and 10. Now, God had caused the official to what? Show favor and what? Compassion to Daniel. Listen, every time we side with God, favor opens up. You didn't get what I said? Every time a group of people or persons decide to side with God as against the general trend, there is a level of favor that opens up. Young people, look up. I know that sex is trending now. It's unfortunate that young ladies don't take pride anymore in their virginity. It's unfortunate. Why? The social media has made it look like you are useless, like you are naive, you are foolish. But I came to let you know. Young men, it's unfortunate you don't have anybody showing you that young men can keep themselves from evil. It looks like it's only ladies that they talk to most times. It looks like you as a young man, they are telling you, my brother, you don't get me that. They do anything where you like. It looks like that's what happens. But I'm telling you, it's a lie. There are still people who keep themselves. There are still people who decided to honor God with their bodies. And when they do, sir, verse 9 and 10 happens. God grants them some special favors. I'm telling you. Part of my motivation as a young man was this place. Before I got into the university, I went to study Joseph. I studied him as in Joseph was my mentor. I remember before university, I had to study him. Every time people choose to honor God with their lives, against the trends, God always opens up favor to them. Time will fail me to explain things, but believe me, the angel of favor is always waiting for you to make a choice, deciding to side with God. Every time you do, that favor opens. Unfortunately, many angel of favors are confused because they came waiting for you. Remember, verse 9. Look at it. Let's read again so you get what I'm saying. Now, God had cost. Are you seeing hard cost? Look up now. Look at it. What did you see there? What does it mean to say hard cost? It means it had happened before. They had already made it happen. They were just waiting for him to side with God. Then he walked into it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Talk to me. Are you getting me? God had cost. But if he didn't side with God, he wouldn't see verse 9. He will go home saying, everybody they do, I'm not so, everybody they do. No, sir. Not be so, everybody they do. There are people whose life radiates some level of favor. Why? Because God had already caused the favor to go ahead of them. But unfortunately, they can't fold their hand. Unfortunately, instead of them to stand right, they began to compromise. We don't have too much time to press on that, but I'm trusting the Lord. He will open it up to you in the name of Jesus. Verse 11 to 16. Can you go to that place? Verse 11. We see there, in response to the situation, Daniel now asked to be tested, and God showed up for him. In response, because God gave him favor, and suddenly Daniel now asked, can we eat vegetables? Can we do only? Can we not eat this? Can you test me? He was surprised. God showed up for him. Another thing I want you to note there is that evidence will be needed in the marketplace for people to believe your God. Yes, I need to add to that. Remember the guy told Daniel, he said, listen, Daniel, the king has given me an order that you must eat. If you not chop, my head is at stake. Do you know the wise thing Daniel did? And I want you to always have that in mind. Daniel said, can you give me 10 days tests? Look up. Every time you are on the path of serving God in integrity, when you come before unnecessary oppositions, put God to the test. I get what I'm saying? God and Christianity is an evidence-based work. It's not a fiction. Many of you have not seen God's power because you have never put him to test. For instance, your hand, if you are a child of God, full of the Holy Ghost, is full of power to heal. But you will never know that your hand can heal. Abi, until you walk into a place and see someone sick. Some of you will now say, if I touch him now, what if it doesn't work? Is it not? Question, what if you lay your hands on the sick and the person becomes healed? Question. What if it doesn't work? What if it works? I get my point. I'm saying that in the marketplace, feel free to test God. I heard of some people that arrested a very senior pastor. I forgot what he preached, but I think someone arrested him. I don't know, one of these military regimes. I think it's Tunde Bakari. I heard it. I heard the story. I'm not so sure, but I heard the story. So they brought him to the DSS and kept him and questioned him. Suddenly the head of the panel or whatever said, he's going home to go and sleep. That since we don't want to talk, I will leave. I heard that Pastor Tunde Bakare told him, if you sleep tonight, then I'm not a servant of God. Let me explain something to you. When a man of God opens his mouth to talk like that, an angel has been set in motion to bring that word to pass. That guy cannot sleep that night. Do you remember that when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, that the king did not sleep? Do you remember? Many of us think that we serve a dead God. No. In the marketplace, feel free. Several times, things will happen in the office. I will tell my bosses, Ma, my name is Victor. I serve a living God. I can't fail. I still said it today. I said, Ma, look at me very well. I can't fail. My destiny is not to fail. I can't fail, Ma. You know why? Because I know who is backing me. I am saying, when you come before business, stop chickening out, guys. When you have done all, there is a point where you must put your God to test. That's what I'm saying. Daniel said, give us 10 days and let's test to see. Give us time. As a Christian, when there is so much pressure, that lecturer is stressing you. Tell the lecturer. With confidence. So if you try it, because in that point, the Holy Ghost will give you words. Are you aware? It's just that many of us don't understand. Are you aware that Laban was coming to kill Jacob? And that night he slept. He had a revelation. Who knows? Who remembers? And they told him, be careful what you say to him. If you try it, they warn him. What of Abraham? Abimelech collected Abraham's wife. Is it not? Abimelech, they told him in the dream. See, many of you don't know the power you possess. Oh my God. Let me even tell you, many of your lecturers have had dreams about you, but just like they won't tell you. That lecturer was chasing you, suddenly stopped chasing you. You don't know they've come to warn him. I'm telling you practically what happens. They told Abimelech, you are already what? A dead man. The guy said, what did he say? You took a prophet's wife. We'll get there very soon. I will teach you some level of priesthood. Listen. This thing we say, let's pray. Guys, make sure your altar is burning. It's not just for so that you'll be pleasing the pastor. No. Every time we pray, power is made available. I don't want to share some things. One of these days, we'll remove the camera and I will tell you some very strange things that I've done in my life. And I'm saying every one of us can do it. It's just that you have not tested. At times, say it. Just say it and walk away. Sir, if you sleep this night, then I'm not serving God. Walk away. Let him go and sleep. Let us see. You're not getting me. Angels hacking to your voice. When you talk, angels hacking to it. Except when they are powered. I'm telling you. Oga, if you sleep tonight, the lecturer said, you will not, if you don't sleep with me, you will not pass my course. Sir, I will not sleep with you. And you won't know when I pass this your course. Walk away. You don't know you can sack somebody with your mouth. You don't know. Anybody here whose lecture is disturbing, come and meet me. I want to do a test so that you will come and testify. You will not teach others. I'm not joking. If your lecturer is here disturbing you and you've done your best, you've read, meet me, tell me. I've done it. We will use somebody to test. If a Babalawo was standing and telling you this thing, what would you think? Will you be arguing? Anyway, I know you're not arguing, but will you not believe it? I am telling you that someone that is greater than Babalawo is inside of me. We are in Lasso. I think we are in Lasso. Yes. Please, if you know your lecturer is here, I mean, is disturbing you for sex, or you will not pass, please meet me. I need to use somebody as a test case. You will know that God is more brutal. People say God doesn't kill. God kills. In fact, God is the highest killer. You see God. If you see where God kills, even you'll be begging, you don't do. You say no. There is power in our mouths, please. And finally, 17 to 21. 17 to 21. It became obvious that God just used Daniel and his friends as a specimen of wisdom. Refuse to compromise, and God will ultimately use you as an example of his grace to this world. Listen, in standing for righteousness and waiting in patience, you triggered the unforced rhythm of grace in your favor. I want to repeat this. You will need it. I said, in standing for righteousness and waiting in patience, you triggered the unforced rhythm of grace in your favor. Many of us don't know that when they throw you into a fire, at times, in God's mercy, because you've stood for him, he will say, this fire will not consume you. If you don't do this thing, we will kill you. We will kill you. As long as that thing has to do with your service to God, my brothers, I can't share some things here. But trust me, this thing we do works. It works. I am not serving Jesus because anybody told me to serve him. I have tasted him. I know his work. He works. God is real, though. God is very, very real. But many of us don't know he's real because, I don't know, somehow we're checking out at the nick of time, you're checking out. Decide to go all the way with him. And even say, if I die, let me die. I want to even watch. This thing happened in April. There were so many threats in my office then. Threats. They will sack. This one will happen. The other one will happen. Now, at some point, I told myself, Lord, it will even be nice. Let me even watch how it will happen that they will sack me. I got angry and I remember getting up and saying, what nonsense. I'm a king. I'm a priest and a king. Let me watch how it will happen. Let me watch how I will come here in a month. I won't have a tithe to pay. Let me even watch it. I wanted to watch it. I said, at times, even say, allow God to take my life and let me even watch you misuse it. Mismanage my life. First. Let me see. Every time a child of God gets to that point, you will start seeing miracles. Many of us don't see miracles because you are too afraid. The lecturer said, which lecturer? I said, handling lecturers as a student. Those days, he said, this one are culty, so if you come, I said, me, I will fry you. Come on. But many of us, because we do like wiki, eyendeba. So you are not focused. Even the angel is confused. Okay, stay in one place, more we see where you did. Today you stay here, tomorrow you change, stay here. Focus, stay one place. Let them know where you stand. When the trouble comes, you watch God defend you. I'm telling you. And by the way, if he doesn't defend you, what happens? They said, we will not bow. Okay, on this matter, we are not careful to bow. We're not careful. Many bankers open their legs for men because of deposits. After he gives you that money. Listen, if you are still dealing with lecturer, wait until you come out and face the real world. Wait, lecturer is even small. lecturer is elementary. When you come to the real world, you will not see where they will tell you, if you don't open leg, we'll not give you this contract. As a young lady, you are beautiful. In this country, you will face them all. So if you start sleeping, in university, you go sleep tired. Can you close your eyes and ask the Lord for grace? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those ones, everyone who is already suffering from the consequences of eating the meals of Babylon. Everyone suffering the compromise or suffering the consequences of compromise. Tonight, by the blood of Jesus, we erase it in the name of Jesus. We decree from tonight the grace to stand erect, the grace to stand your ground in the face of opposition. Receive in the name of Jesus. I declare every opposition against your destiny that is putting you under undue pressure, trying to pressure you to do the things you should not do normally, I command those oppositions to crumble now in the name of Jesus. Father, arise for your people and let our enemies be scattered. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.